George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball is on the air. This is our eighth consecutive season, bringing you live Longhorns baseball, home and away, on GRHS iRadio. Greg Cubs' Longhorns are a potent mix of seniors and underclassmen, ready to show their grit, determination, and skill each time they step between the lines. George Ranch Varsity Baseball is brought to you in part by the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors, the Fort Bend Herald, Rudy's Barbecue, and with the continued support of the Lamar CISD Athletic Department. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's Longhorns Varsity Baseball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Live from Clements High School in Sugarland, Texas, it's Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Lady Longhorns drop a 3-2 decision at Travis High School, playing at a neutral site against Ridgepoint, and will play the... There's a ball hit to left field by Cody Ford, and that is out number three as it's gathered in by Taylor Brown. We'll take our commercial break here since the half inning is over, and then update you on everything when we come back. You're listening to live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back to the Diamond. You're listening to live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tirando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, the Longhorns pushed across a run in the top of the fourth. A single by Grant Reynolds, a fly ball by Reese Behealer, and then a throwing error by third baseman Ryan Brown pushed Grant Reynolds all the way around to score. And that's where we are. We're in the bottom of the fourth now. Rangers coming to bat. Longhorns lead 1-0. Prior to the fourth inning, both pitchers had, at least when you look at the scorebook, had faced the minimum amount of batters, 9 up and 9 down. But the Longhorns, his route to that went like this. Cody Ford with a one-out single in the top of the second, but then Jacob Suber hit into a 4-6-3 double play. That ended that inning. Then in the top of the third, Trey Akins popped up. Jack Braswell walked but was thrown out trying to steal second. Russell Franklin struck out, so it was 9 up and 9 down for the Longhorns prior to the top of the fourth. We're in the bottom of the fourth, top of the order, and an 0-1 count on Garrett Lehan. Cole Murphy delivers 0-2 on a called strike on the outer half. Cole, appearing in his ninth game this season, has a 4-2 record, has thrown 34 innings, given up 23 runs, 20 of them earned, and entered the game with a 5.29 ERA. He's given up 28 hits, struck out 47, and walked 18. He has a 1.35 whip, but the batting average against Cole Murphy is a small one. 204. The opposition is hitting. He's now 2-2 on center fielder Garrett Lehan.
Yeah,
will set the Longhorn defense for you here momentarily. This one hit on the ground to Reese Behealer at first base. Shovel pass over to Cole Murphy covering. And the 3-1 put out. One out in the bottom of the fourth, Cooper Sagelski at the plate. Here's the Longhorn D. It's a familiar one to Longhorn fans. Trey Akins in left, Grant Reynolds in center, Cody Ford in right, Jacob Stuber at third, Hayden Hollick at short, Russell Franklin at second, Reese Behealer at first, Jack Braswell behind the plate, senior Cole Murphy on the mound. Cooper Sagelski popped up to the catcher, Jack Braswell, on the only pitch he saw in the bottom of the first, and takes a ball here. One-oh pitch to the plate. Hit on the line, but caught by Hayden Hollick at short. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Ryan Brown at the plate. He grounded out to Hayden Hollick in the bottom of the first.
Number nine, third baseman, Ryan Brown.
First pitch to Ryan Brown. This one has popped up. Reese Behealer says he has it, and he does. Three up and three down in the bottom of the fourth. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of four innings of play, Longhorns one and the Rangers nothing.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Top of the fifth inning, Jacob Stuber, Trey Akins, Jack Braswell, hitters 6, 7, and 8 in Greg Cubs' lineup tonight. They will face the right-hander, Jackson Menaw. Longhorns lead 1-0. They scored in the top of the fourth inning, a hit by Grant Reynolds, an infield single by Reynolds, then a fly ball by Reese Behealer, and a throwing error by third baseman Ryan Brown, which got away from the first baseman Stefano Damaris, pushed that Longhorn run across, and that's where we are. 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Stuber grounded out to Cooper Sagelski at short in his first at bat and takes ball one from Menaw. George Ranch will conclude its 26A season on Friday night at George Ranch. The Dulles Vikings come in for senior night at the ranch. And the Clements Rangers will conclude their district season at Bush High School on Friday with a 7 o'clock game over there. Pitch is fouled off towards the third base dugout. Jackson Menaw stares in, gets his sign, a 1-1 pitch. That one skips in, 2-1. Taylor Brown, Garrett Lehan, Anthony Garcia, the outfield left to right. That That ball is low, 3-1. Ryan Brown, Cooper Sigelski, Brian Kuna, and Stefano Damaris. The infield third to first, the battery, Jackson Menaw on the mound, Griffin Culver behind the plate. Stepping back in is Jacob Stuber. Entered the game hitting 286 for George Ranch. Takes ball four, a five-pitch walk by Jackson Menaw. Starts the Longhorns out in the top of the fifth. Trey Akins at the plate. Trey popped up to first baseman Damaris in inning number three.
Number 26, left fielder Trey Akins.
Swung on and missed to Akins, 0-1. Beautiful night for baseball. Big crowd on both sides, but especially here for the homestanding, Clements Rangers. That one hit through the box. Second baseman playing behind the bag. Shuffles over to second to get the lead runner. And then the relay throw is late. Akins on with the fielder's choice, but a nice play there behind the bag by Kuna to eliminate the lead runner, Jacob Stuber.
Number 22, Jack Braswell.
Jack Braswell walked in the top of the third, and then his courtesy runner was thrown out, 2-6, to erase that base runner. Over to first base, and Trey Akins is back. This ball hit on the ground to third baseman Ryan Brown across the diamond. That retires Jack Braswell. And on to second base goes Akins. Two outs, top of the fifth. Number nine hitter, Russell Franklin at the plate.
Russell Franklin.
Struck out swinging in the third. The only strikeout of the night for Jackson Menaw. Checks second, now comes to the plate. This one hit on the ground, down to second. Short throw over to first base. That retires Russell Franklin. And the Longhorns in the top of the fifth in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. At the end of 4.5 innings of play, Longhorns lead the Rangers 1-0.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
She say
welcome back to the Diamond. You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. If you're joining us late, we are at Clements High School. Longhorns lead 1-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lady Longhorns dropped a 3-2 decision to Ridgepoint over at Travis High School. So Longhorns finish in third place in 26A girls softball. They will play the Lady Spartans from Seven Lakes High School on Thursday night over at Seven Lakes, game one of that three-game series. And we'll be on the air live from Seven Lakes at 5:45 on GRHS iRadio. And by we, I mean we will be broadcasting. The radio station will, but it'll be Keenan Vaughn and Nathan Plunk. The 1-0 pitch to Jackson Menaw. That's a called strike, 1-1. Menaw popped out to Cody Ford in the bottom of the second. One-one pitch to the plate. That skips in, 2-1. Twelve up and 12 down so far for Cole Murphy as he works in the bottom of the fifth. That pitch is low and inside, 3-1. To his opposite number tonight, pitcher Jackson Menaw. Pitch on the way, that's a called strike. Loads things up to Menaw. Tonight's Clements High School and the Clements Rangers retired the number 13 for their former head coach, Israel De Los Santos, affectionately called Easy. He was a coach here for 20 years before going over to George Ranch last fall and passed away later in the fall. Longhorns had a day for Coach De Los Santos last month when Clements came over, and the Rangers had a fantastic tribute, retired the number. Big placard out on the outfield wall out in right center. The number 13 says De Los Santos over the caricature of a baseball, and also his number 13 is in chalk right behind home plate. That ball was fouled away. Here again, the 3-2 pitch. One popped out to right field. Cody Ford coming in. And makes the basket catch. Second time that Menaw has popped out to right field, and Cody Ford brings up catcher Griffin Culver. Flew out to Trey Akins in left.
Number 11, Griffin Culver.
Go over the standings in 26A baseball in just a minute. First pitch called strike on the top of the zone. 0-1 to Griffin Culver. Next pitch fouled off. Cole Murphy way ahead of Culver now, 0-2. Ridgepoint Panthers in first place at 11-1. Travis Tigers are next, 10-2. The Longhorns and Elkins are tied for third at 8-4. Then Austin High School, 6-6. Clements, 3-9. And Dulles and Bush tied for seventh at 1-11. Season concludes for all teams on Friday night. That one sails high, 1-2 to Culver. One-two pitch by Murphy. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strikeout number 3 on the night for Cole Murphy. Anthony Garcia, right fielder at the plate. He was the first strikeout victim on a swinging strike 3 in the bottom of the second. Pitch on the way, a bunt, But that one is foul towards the Longhorn dugout. Greg Cubs out to retrieve that baseball. Good hustle by the coach there. Cole Murphy entered the game with 47 strikeouts in 34 innings, so a little more than one per inning. Walked 18, so about half of a walk per inning for Cole. Get out to right field, and this one is over the head of Cody Ford. Anthony Garcia hits second. He's on his way to third. He's in there, diving head first, but he'll stay there. The throw got away from Jacob Stuber, but Anthony Garcia's on with a two-out triple. First hit of the night for the Clements Rangers, a two-out triple by Anthony Garcia. Now at the plate, DH Ben Couture. Couture struck out in the bottom of the third, batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Longhorns lead 1-0. Swan is popped up. Reese Behealer in foul territory calls it, and he's got it. That retires Couture and the Rangers in the bottom of the fifth. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on. At the end of five, Longhorns still lead 1-0.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student-athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong. Hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to the Diamond. You're listening to Live Longhorns Baseball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Top of the order for George Ranch in the top of the sixth. Hayden Hollick, Grant Reynolds, and Reese Behealer to face Jackson Menaw. Longhorns lead 1-0.
Number 8, shortstop Hayden Hollick.
Hollick 0 for 2 tonight, flying out to right field, and Anthony Garcia also ground out to third base. First pitch stays inside, ball 1. Next pitch, called strike, 1-1 to Hollick. Longhorns conclude their 26A season at home Friday night. It's senior night. Dulles Vikings are in for a game. Clements goes over to Bush High School. This one hit in the right center, base hit. Hayden Hollick drops one in to short right center. Longhorns have a base runner in the top of the sixth. Grant Reynolds at the plate, singled and scored a run in the fourth, the only run of the ball game. That run came home on a throwing error by third baseman Ryan Brown. Throw over to first base, and Hayden Hollick is back. George Ranch tied with the Elkins Knights for third place in 26A and hoping to break that logjam either tonight or Friday night. That one bunted in front of the plate. Menaw is off the mound and retires Reynolds 1-3 on the sack bunt. Over to second base goes Hayden Hollick. The intentional walk just issued to Reese Behealer. He had flied out twice to Taylor Brown in left field. He'll take no chances with the first baseman, Reese Behealer. Cole Murphy at the plate. Cole 0-for-2. Popped up to the first baseman and then hit that ground ball to Ryan Brown that got thrown away and pushed across the only Longhorn run. First pitch, called strike to Cole Murphy. Last month when Clements came to George Ranch, the Longhorns beat him 7-4. Reynolds was 3-for-4 in that game, but Cole Murphy had a home run, three RBIs, and got the mound win, trying to help himself here. That one low and inside, 1-1. Hayden Hollick on second, one out. Behealer on first with the intentional pass. That's a called strike to Cole, 1-2. Menaw checks second, now comes to the plate. This one hit on the barrel out to center field, but it's caught out there by Garrett Lehan. And then a tag by Hayden Hollick. He'll go over to third. Reese Behealer holds at first base. Nice running catch in right center field by Garrett Lehan.
Right fielder, Cody Ford.
Cody Ford at the plate. He singled and then was erased in the front end of a 4-6-3 double play in the second inning. And then in the fourth, he flied out to left field. Two on and two out. First pitch to Cody Ford is outside. Ball one. Menaw's pitch. That is in the same place, same result. 2-0 to Cody Ford. Longhorns with one run on three hits, no runs on one hit for the Rangers. 2-0 pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. Ford took a big cut and came up empty on that one, 2-1. Pitch on the way to the plate, breaking ball, and home plate umpire says he went around. Catcher wanted to check the base umpire, but no need. Home plate umpire said he went around, 2-2. Pitch to the plate, swung on and missed by Ford, and Jackson Menaw gets strikeout number two on the night, and it comes in a good spot as the Longhorns had first and third with two outs. That retires Ford and the Longhorns in the top of the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two men left on. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, Longhorns still lead 1-0.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at Frankie Field, the home park for the Clements Rangers. Longhorns move to the bottom of the sixth. Stefano Damaris, Taylor Brown, and then the leadoff hitter, Garrett Lehan, to face Cole Murphy. Clements got their first hit, a two-out triple in the bottom of the fifth, but then retired Ben Couture, and that was that. First pitch to Stefano Damaris is a called strike. Longhorns, one run on three hits. Clements, no runs on one hit. Pitch to the plate. Low and outside, 1-1. Pitch on the way, popped up. Out to center field, Grant Reynolds on the run. Puts that one away, one out in the bottom of the sixth. Number nine hitter Taylor Brown at the plate. Popped up to Russell Franklin at second base in the third. First pitch to Brown, that's a called strike from the right-hander Cole Murphy. Gets his sign from Jack Braswell, 0-1 pitch is a called strike, and now he's way ahead of Taylor Brown, 0-2. One is outside, 1-2. This is live Longhorns Varsity Baseball on GRHSI Radio on the first half of our digital doubleheader tonight. Lady Longhorns softball dropped a 3-2 decision to Ridgepoint High School in a game for second place over at Travis. And now a called third strike, strikeout number four for Cole Murphy tonight. Taylor Brown looks at strike three. Now the top of the order, and Garrett Lehan grounded out to second and was out 3-1 as Cole Murphy covered up on the ground ball to Reese Behealer. Pitch to Lehan. That's a called strike. Four strikeouts for Murphy, three swinging, and then the called third strike on Taylor Brown. Murphy in the windup, the 0-1, called strike. Murphy rocks and delivers to the plate. Called third strike. He struck out Taylor Brown and then got Garrett Lehan looking. That strikeout number five ends the inning in the bottom of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll head to the seventh inning. Longhorns lead 1-0.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Moving to the top of the seventh inning at Frankie Field, Longhorns will send up Jacob Stuber, Trey Akins, and Jack Braswell, hitters 6, 7, and 8 in the Longhorn lineup tonight against starting pitcher Jackson Manaw. Stuber 0-for-1 officially, grounded out in the second, walked and was erased on a force play in the fifth. First pitch to Jacob, low and inside, ball one. Pitch on the way, low and inside, ball two to Stuber. Both starting pitchers are still around. Both have really handled the opposition well. Cole Murphy has given up one hit, and Menaw has given up three. Swung on and missed, 2-1 to Stuber. Menaw has walked three and struck out two, breaking ball. Settles in, evens the count now at 2-2. Pitch on the way to Stuber. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Full count to Jacob. Menaw, long look in at Culver, now to the plate. That one skips in, and he's walked Stuber. Left fielder Trey Akins at the plate. 0-for-2, popped out to the first baseman in the third inning, and reached on a fielder's choice in the fifth.
At the plate, number 26, Trey Akins.
The Longhorns are 14-15 overall this season, trying to even things up on the scoreboard as far as wins and losses. 14-15 entering this, 8-4, and tied for third in 26A. An excuse me swing taken by the first baseman. Now throws over to first, and covering up there is Jackson Menaw. Down to second base goes Jacob Stuber. Trey Akins didn't want to take a cut at that one, couldn't hold up. Hit it between first base and the mound. Over was first baseman Stefano Damaris. Flagged that one down and threw to Menaw covering. One out in the top of the seventh, Jack Braswell at the plate.
At the plate, number 22, catcher Jack Braswell.
Greg Cubza in the third base coaching box. Brett Rodriguez down at first base. Stepping in is the Longhorn catcher Jack Braswell. Pitch to Jack. This one hit on a line into left center. Base hit. Scooped up out there by center fielder Lehan. It's going to be a play at the plate. The ball is high, and the Longhorns score their second run on the one-out double by Jack Braswell. He barreled that one out into left center over short. And it was collected out there on a couple bounces by Garrett Lehan. He threw high to the plate, 14, and Jackson Stuber scored The RBI single, or double rather, by Jack Braswell. Longhorns lead 2-0. At bat tonight is Russell Franklin. Check that. It is Judd Mixon batting for Franklin.
Confronting on second base, number 4, Nico Berger.
Nico Berger, a senior for the Longhorns, is the courtesy runner out at second base for Jack Braswell at the plate. His first chance tonight is Judd Mixon. We'll have senior night in advance of the game on Friday night at George Ranch High School. Longhorns will honor the 13 seniors in the program, 14 seniors in the program, 12 players and two trainers for the baseball team. This one hit on the ground out to second base. Mixon is cut down at first base. 4-3, and on to third goes Nico Berger. Two outs. Top of the order, and Hayden Hollick.
Shortstop Hayden Hollick.
Hollick 1-for-3, singled in the top of the sixth, left stranded at third. First pitch is a called strike. Minhaw gets a sign, comes to the plate, breaking ball, low and away, 1-1. The inning started with a walk to Jacob Stuber, then a ground ball out by Trey Akins, and then the RBI double by Braswell. That one hit in the left field, base hit. Another run scores for George Ranch. All the way to the wall, into foul territory, and again into second base goes Hayden Hollick with the RBI double. Ball hit hard and in between third base and a diving Ryan Brown went out into left field. Eventually ended up in foul territory around first, and into second goes Hayden Hollick, and the Longhorns now lead 3-0. Conference at the mound for Jackson Minhaw. Grant Reynolds 1-for-2 with a run scored and a sack bunt. Minhaw will work out of the stretch with Hayden Hollick on second. Pitch to Reynolds. That one bounces in. Hollick is heading to third. He'll make it standing up on the ball that couldn't be corralled behind the plate by Griffin Culver. That one bounced in, and Culver had a bit of trouble collecting it in his glove. It didn't get far away from the plate, but far enough for Hayden Hollick to get to third. That one is inside, 2-0. Pitch to Reynolds. Hit down to first base, over to Minhaw covering. And Grant Reynolds and the Longhorns are out in the top of the seventh. In the inning, two runs on two hits. no errors, and one man left on base. At the end of 6.5 innings of play, Longhorns have moved their lead further. They now lead the Rangers 3-0.
Are you worried how 2020 has impacted your teen's social development? We are too. Want to know what might help? Participating in the performing arts in high school. It's been hard being a teenager recently. Hard to cope, hard to keep up, hard not to feel like you're missing out. Everything's different and nobody knows what's next. Encouraging your son or daughter to participate in performing arts can really help. Those are high school activities like band, orchestra, choir, theater, speech, and debate. They'll make new friends, develop confidence, and feel the satisfaction of being part of a team. Participation in the performing arts aren't a cure-all, and they certainly won't make the pandemic go away. But they will make the teenagers in your family feel like they're part of something special. This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Cole Murphy back out on the mound for the bottom of the seventh, giving up no runs and just one hit, a two-out triple in the bottom of the fifth. That man was left stranded. He'll work to Cooper Sigelski, Ryan Brown, and Jackson Menaw. The Rangers need a 3 to tie and 4 to win. Third at bat of the night for Cooper Sigelski. Popped up to Jack Braswell behind the plate in the first. Lined out to shortstop in the fifth. First pitch on the way, ball one. Murphy trying to close this one out. 1-0 pitch to Sigelski. Hit on the ground to Hayden Hollick. It's short. He charges it, throw across the diamond, and he's got it. One out in the top of the seventh. Next batter, Ryan Brown. He's 0 for 2. Grounded out to Hollick in the first and popped up to Reese Behealer in the fourth. On the way from Murphy, swung on, fouled off at the plate, strike one. Murphy looking for mound win number 5 on the season. This is appearance number 9 for Cole. 0-1 pitch to the plate, popped up. Hayden Hollick back behind second base and makes the catch. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Jackson Menaw at the plate, 0 for 2 tonight, flew out twice to right fielder Cody Ford. Murphy gets his sign from Braswell, comes to the plate. That one is foul over the Longhorn dugout and out of play. One pitch. Just a bit outside, 1-1. One pitch on the way. Hit on the ground to Hollick. It's short. Hayden across the diamond, and the Longhorns retire Jackson Menaw and beat the Clements Rangers 3-0 on a one-hit shutout by Cole Murphy.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this very special night.
We'll be back to Frankie Field to wrap this one up. Final score again, George Ranch 3 and the Clements Rangers 0.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place. This is Live George.
All right, back at Frankie Field to wrap this one up. George Ranch a winner, 3-0 over the Clements Rangers. A very efficient shutout for Cole Murphy. Threw 70 pitches, gave up just one hit. A two-out triple by Anthony Garcia in the bottom of the fifth inning, and that was it. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 5, and picked up win number 5 on the season against 2 losses. The Longhorns finally square up their overall record at 15-15 on the season and will conclude their 26A play on Friday night when the Dulles Vikings come in for senior night to the ranch. We'll be on the air for that one at 6:50 p.m. It'll be senior night at George Ranch High School, and then we'll see what happens for the UIL playoffs. When the Longhorns entered this game, they were tied with the Elkins Knights for third place at 8-4. Not sure what Elkins did this evening, and we'll see tomorrow when we look at the 26A standings if the Longhorns are in sole possession of third place or still tied with the Elkins Knights. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be on the air Thursday night. Nathan Plunk and Keenan Vaughn from Seven Lakes High School as the Lady Longhorns start by-district play in the UIL playoffs for another season. That game begins. First pitch is 6 o'clock. They'll be on the air at 5:45 p.m. from Seven Lakes High School. And then we'll see you Friday night from George Ranch. Final score again, Longhorns 3, Rangers 0. So long, everybody.